everyone. I am Manoj Sathe, and today we are going to learn one more chapter in the functional administration, that is chapter number 20, that is welfare and services. So what is welfare and what is the welfare related service management? So if you see this diagram, various services are related to the welfare activities, where it is related to canteen, where it is related to the children's activity park, whether it is related to the sports or recreation facility, whether it is related to gym, whether it is related to the swimming pool, whether it is for the company paid library, where it is hospital or any first aid facility, or even a staff transportation option. That all comes in the welfare. Even some companies are having a special health care unit also, where the regular checks happen. So these all comes under the welfare. Now we will see all these aspects in detail one by one. So it is essential for the functional administration to take sufficient care and pay due attention to various aspects of the highlighted welfare activities by close monitoring and supervision. So as per the statutory norm, that means statutory legal references, section 46 of the Factories Act 1948 and rule numbers 79 to 85 of a Maharashtra Factories Rules Act 1963, they have certain guidelines for that certain welfare measures the company or organization has to make available for the staff. So some welfare measures which we have shown in this earlier diagram, which comes under the statutory requirement, that legally it is mandatory by the law, and some measures such as guest house, swimming pool and all that, you can say it is additional, that is optional. Then what are the welfare centers? So to cater to the welfare needs of the employees in general and workers in specific and their families, as centers they take place, and that established center is called as welfare centers. The welfare centers aim to cater to the various needs of the worker himself as well as his family members by providing scope for recreational activities. So it is nothing but a gymkhana type of setup the welfare centers they have, where they have a library, they have a swimming pool, they have the club area, they have the fitness center, some medical center, some the dietitian regular comes there, they check. All these things can be there. Again, what type of amenities will be included in the welfare center varies company to company, policy to policy, the budget to budget. The welfare center is provided with various indoor games items such as well as outdoor game items and color television sets in addition to newspapers, etc. So again it varies. Some welfare centers they add the library facility also along with the newspaper, some they add swimming pool, some of the welfare centers they add color television along with, some welfare centers they even add the meditation rooms or prayer room. So the welfare center is normally kept open daily for 2 hours in the evening. So this is the normal norms or normal procedure, but certain welfare centers are open from, let's say, 5 to 10 hours per day. Then conference room, important points to be considered. So many companies, they have their own conference room for their staff use, for their official use, for their unofficial use, etc. So what are the prerequisites for any good conference room? They are, first is the good sound system, good acoustics. That means any person speaking on the dais or in the platform of the conference room, their voice should be audible. That is called good sound system. Then second one is the public address system. The conference room should have the facility of public address. Then they have the facility for the mouth mic. Then slide projector and pointer, that is essential in the today's world, where PowerPoint presentation is the day is used in the industry. So you should have a good type of projector with the pointer facility. Then you should also have overhead projector also along with this. Plus you should have the LCD projector. Then coming to the township, important points to be considered. So certain big plants, they have set up their own township. So the very good example of very first township of India, you can say the Jamshedpur. Today is a big city, Jamshedpur is a big city, but first around 100 years back it was been set up as a township city by the great Tata Group. So what the basic amenities township should include? So the basic residential amenities, they should include cleanliness of common areas, flats or quarters for living, maintenance of drainage and repair of leakages, then civil repairs, landscaping and gardening. So you must have seen, we last chapter only we have studied the landscaping and gardening option. So that is a very much part of the township activity. Then guest house. So what points you should consider related to the guest house? So guest house is, again, it is a optional activity. It is not mandatory as per the statutory norms. But yes, how keeping a guest house is beneficial for any organization or any business unit, because many times what happens that there is a quite decent outflow of their guests, regular guests coming into their head office or regional offices. So every time it is not possible to make an arrangement in the hotel, because it will be a costly affair. In sometimes in the during season time, you may not get the rooms also. Plus here, maintaining your own guest house, the distance from your office to the accommodation will be very less. So keeping perspective all these things, many corporate houses are having their own guest house. So what it includes, it should reflect a pleasant stay of guests. It should have minimum facilities. It should maintain minimum basic amenities and facilities for comfort. So again, comfort is a subjective word, but it should have minimum type of cleanliness. Then it should provide 24/7 water. It should provide delicious food and beverages. Then it should have impressive interior decorations. Then it should have courteous and caring service, motivated staff, polite staff. And it should have communication and contact facilities. There should be a proper lobby arrangement, whether you can sit and you can relax. Then coming to the company hospital or ambulance. So many companies are investing as a CSR or welfare activity. They have their own hospital where their staff or their family members can get a treatment at a very reduced rate, and many companies, they allow outsiders also with the normal cost. So what are the important points to be considered when it comes to the company hospital or ambulance facility? First and utmost top priority is the hygiene and cleanliness. That is very, very important. So in fact, that is the reason, instead of going towards the government hospitals, organizations are developing their own hospitals. Then availability of the doctors. The doctors should be available round the clock for normal problems or normal diseases. And for special type of scenario, there should be doctors associated for that hospital, so that when there is need arise for any heart transplant type of very complex surgery or knee replacement, etc., they can call the doctors tied to that particular hospital. Then availability of the proper nursing staff should be there. Availability of the drugs. The proper drugs should be available. Then running conditions of the ambulance. Driver should be available for 24 hours. This is very important, because many of the hospitals where 3-4 ambulances are parked below, but the driver is not available round the clock. So what is the use of that 4 ambulance? Nothing. So that is why every ambulance should be accompanied with the driver 24 hours. Then only it can be useful to the common public or their staff. Then only it is called as a proper welfare activity. Otherwise, it is just a show, just keeping an ambulance without having a driver. Then outpatient and inpatient services, good functional condition of equipment. They should have proper equipment for treating the patient. Then coming to the health club. So many companies, they have their own health club for the make the avail as a welfare activity to their staff. So what means by the health club? So also health club is known as fitness center or just club or health spa or commonly referred as a gym. So it is a place which houses exercise equipment for the purpose of physical exercise. So that is called health club. So in many premises they use the term interchangeably. Some companies they call it a gym, somewhere they call it a health spa, but all the motive is the same. Most health clubs have a main workout area which primarily consists of free weights including dumbbells, barbells and exercise machine. So this is a common features. Many clubs are having, some clubs are having sophisticated machines also like treadmill and all that, but again it varies company to company, it depends on their budget. So these area often includes mirror so that exercisers can monitor and maintain correct posture during their workout. Some health clubs, they even arrange a paid service of professional trainers. So this is optional service, they can make avail of this facility also. Then coming to the another important aspect, that is staff transportation. So many companies today they provide this facility, that is staff transportation. So mostly they use the minibus or a big bus. So what are the points you have to consider when a functional administrative department arrange this welfare activity called staff transportation? So first and important most is there should be a proper condition of brakes, horn and headlight. Three things are very essential. Horn plus brake should be in proper order. Headlight also required in terms of night driving. Then driver should be having a valid driving license. The bus organizer should have a proper RTO permit to run the bus in that particular premises. They should have a statutory insurance. Then in the bus or in transportation system, there should be arrangement for fire extinguishers. If any emergency happens, then there should be a fire extinguishers should be placed inside the bus. Then cabin cleanliness should be provided inside the bus. Then servicing and maintenance as per the checklist. They should have preventive maintenance policy for per bus or particular transportation vehicle. Then manners of the drivers. So the driver should follow certain do's and don'ts as per the company norms and policies. So driver should have proper eyesight and they should do the eyesight checkup regularly. The administration department should have maintained the record of this type. Then emergency contact numbers to be displayed in the vehicle. What happens if any breakdown or any emergency arises? So all the emergency contact numbers should be stick inside the bus or that vehicle and it should be visible format. And last but not the least, every vehicle should have the first aid facility. That first aid kit should be provided inside their vehicle. Then events and get-togethers. So events and get-togethers is another important added facility where welfare activity take place. So a lot of gatherings and events happen out of the office. Maybe it happens weekly, monthly, periodically. So many times the retrospective meetings also happen weekly. So what to do in this case? To arrange these type of meetings for everyone to share what they have been up to during the week. So it is like a periodic meeting. We touch on the both work and personal issues. So what things are discussed in this type of meeting? It's just a change in the environment. They check their goals, their targets, and along with that they check their personal issues also, if there are anything, because sometimes the employee is not comfortable speaking his problem areas in the corporate surrounding. So in this case, if any outdoor activity has been arranged, informal type of setup, he will be more comfortable. To work about half an hour earlier to have a breakfast together. So it is a great if people also bring some food to share with others, like a potluck. So together they can have different delicacies and they can share, so that the teamwork in the organizations will increase. So it is a very good type of social activity, so that their teamwork among the group members can also be increased. They should develop a more greater healthy bonding among them with this type of team lunch. So once in a 2 months on Saturday, to organize some kind of small hackathon. That means topics can vary. The main thing is to do something really cool and interesting for everyone. So again, this is an optional activity. Not every company's emphasis on this, but yes, if the policies and if the company is supporting this type of activity, then this type of activity also can be done as one of the welfare activity. Then healthcare center. The objective is to closing the health gap. A campaign to bring the latest health information to community and to help the healthcare center users to take charge of their health. The health tips and resources can help you get started or to continue on the road to a healthier life for yourself and your family. So this is the objective of the healthcare center. That many organizations, it is found that the employees are not taking a proper attention to their physical as well as mental health. So earlier old days, like 30-40 years back, only the physical health was important because the life was pretty smooth. But nowadays the stress level has been gone drastically increasing in the metro cities, in the city hectic life. So in today's age, staff has to treat properly due to their physical issues as well as their mental issues. A lot of things for their care should be taken for their mental health also. So that is why in today's scenario, the physical health is definitely important, that symptoms you can see it visibly, but for mental health, that symptoms are not visually can be rectified. It is a long term effect. So the proper thing, that healthcare camps, you should put emphasis on the physical as well as mental health of the staff. Then sports club. A sports club is a club for the purpose of playing one or more sports. So many times the companies are having in their club center badminton courts, squash court, or they have the table arrangements for playing cards, snooker, billiards, etc., table tennis, etc. So sports club range from organizations whose members play together unpaid and may play other similar clubs on occasion, watched mostly by the families and friends, to large commercial organizations with professional players which have teams which regularly compete against those of other clubs and attract sometimes very large crowds of paying spectators. So if inter-clubs tournaments also happen, but again it is not a mandatory welfare activity, it is an optional welfare activity. Then finance activity. A cultural activity to promote on-the-spot painting by children, classical music, dance, drama and whole programs. Some organizations, they held their annual shows also. The performers will be none other than their own staff. Annual festivals of the on-the-spot painting by children, music, dance, drama, etc. Variety entertainment programs also can be arranged regularly. They have a cultural program set up where some external persons can also come there and they teach their staff and their children for the acting workshop, etc. Then children's park. So a playground, play park or a play area is a place with a specific design to allow children to play there. So it may be indoors, but it is typically outdoors. So mainly it is children's parks is an outdoor activity, and it is very essential to have the children have facility of the children park. It helps them for their mental as well as physical growth. So the modern playgrounds often have recreational equipment such as the seesaw, merry-go-round, swing set, slide, jungle gym, chin-up bars, sandbox, playhouses, mazes, etc. Many of which help children to develop their physical coordination, strength, flexibility, as well as providing recreation and enjoyment. So this is the important part. So that is why if any family, if you provide again this type of facility like children park, is not an important statutory requirement, but it is a additional add-on requirement, and it is very important welfare activity. Then canteen is very essential. So canteen facilities are a statutory requirement. Irrespective of this, it is a moral obligation on the employers of catering staff to provide them with fully or partly subsidized meals. So although, as I told you, healthcare centers, gym or fine arts centers or the sports club are not coming into the statutory requirement, but canteen comes in the statutory requirement. Although it is coming statutory requirement, it is a moral duty of the organization to provide a good food to their employees. Maybe if they want to imply good quality standard and it is not profitable for them to give it fully free, they can opt for the subsidized meal option also. So they can provide the food to their staff with keeping very low profit margin or negligible profit margins. So the core activity in the industrial canteen is the cooking of items of food in the kitchen and serving them fresh. So that is very important, that the food item prepared in the company canteen should be cooked and served in the fresh format only. The preparation of food production, the actual food production and the food service to the consumers are the central activities to be performed in an industrial canteen. And next one is amusement park. Amusement park, sometimes referred to as a fun fair or a theme park, is a group of entertainment attractions, ride, other events in a location for the pure enjoyment of large number of people. Again, if you see the description of the amusement park, you will come to know it is not a statutory or mandatory requirement. It is an additional thing for the welfare activity. Again, to set up an amusement park, lot of huge investment is required. So this type of welfare activity is not so much popular, but yes, sometimes companies arrange this type of event, but it is a costly affair. So amusement parks have a fixed location and are more elaborate than the simple city parks or playgrounds, usually providing attractions mean to cater specifically to certain age groups as well as some that are aimed towards all ages. Theme parks, a specific type of amusement park, are usually much more intricately themed to certain subject or a group of subjects than the normal amusement park. So if you see the description, as I told you, to set up an amusement park is a very costly affair, so not all organizations will opt for this option. But yes, smaller organization, instead of going for the full-fledged amusement park, what they can go or we can do, their HR administration department can do, they can provide a free passes to already set up amusement parks or the theme parks that are already exist. For example, in Mumbai, the small companies or the large corporates can give free passes for Water Kingdom, for SL World, for Imagica, etc. So that this is also a welfare scheme, so that their employee will get motivated and they don't have to invest. They just have to purchase that pass, that's it. Then swimming pool. So what are the important points you have to consider if your organization is building a swimming pool as a welfare activity? First and most important is the cleanliness of the water. Then treatment of water and replenishment, refreshing water at a scheduled interval. So sometime water has been changed every 8 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, etc. So the replenishment pattern has to be decided. Then pre-entry bathing. So that is essential to maintain a cleanliness. So that is why most of the swimming pools it is mentioned. Please have a bath and then only come. Then privacy of changing room. There should be a proper changing room. Facility should be provided separate for ladies as well as gents. Then first aid kits. There should be facility of first aid kits to be provided near to the swimming pool. Then lifeguards and signboard. This is very essential. Lifeguard, so that there should not be any cases of injury or death. And signboards are essential. Why? Mostly you see signboards such as diving is prohibited. Another swimming board you can see at the swimming pool section is that depth is 10 feet, be careful, or what is the depth. So these type of signboards are very essential. Then observance of proper timings for gents and ladies. This is very important because we live in our Indian society, although our social thinking pattern is been changing nowadays in metro cities as well as in smaller towns, but still many ladies are not comfortable doing swimming along with the gents. So it is important that they should have separate hours for the gents, separate hour for the ladies, so that ladies will be more comfortable while swimming. Then company school. Yes, this is a very important school activity. In fact, in this case, a lot of corporate groups like Reliance, Mahindra Group has set up their own schools for their welfare of their own staff. So industry-oriented education is an approach to the learning from an industry perspective. With traditional technical teaching methodologies in educational environments, the conventional pathway is to build the foundation learning through subject-based teaching of mathematics, physics, science, and independently. So subjects based on the knowledge required for the discipline usually follow on from this. So the problem with this traditional methodology of learning is that there is no close relationship with industry requirement. So to bridge or to make a balance between what is needed by the industry and what is available in the traditional methodology, many groups have started their own schools as a part of welfare activity. So in these schools, what they do, they may be tied up with the regular SSC or ICSC or CBSC board, and along with that they put emphasis on the additional subjects so that the overall, you can say, holistic development of the child, that means the staff child, can be happen in this type of school, and they will be in the future, they produce a good citizens of that country. So this is all about the welfare and the services. So it is yet another topic which comes under the functional administration. Thank you.